From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week.
Steal by O'Bannon. What a lead out pass to Peavy. That dunk is good.
Texas Tech advances to the championship of the Big 12 tournament.
Baylor can celebrate a second straight Big 12 conference championship.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Yes, with 19 seconds left, the Cowboys take the lead.
On the Big 12 Sports Network.
Your Kansas Jayhawks march on to the Final Four.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. From the Learfield's Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Hello, welcome to 2023, and Happy New Year. Here from myself and the staff at Big 12 This Week. A record-setting night on Tuesday and some frustration over the past few days with at least a couple of fan bases regarding Kansas basketball. And probably the seven other fan bases of the other teams, too. Because it's probably, listen, I get where you're coming from. Same old thing with Kansas. They get the calls at home, and on Tuesday night, it looked like they got the calls on the road. We'll talk about that in our What's Your Beef segment. But let's get to the games from Tuesday night. The Jayhawks are 2-0, and they've won both games by a combined 5 points. You go back to the weekend 69-67 win over Oklahoma State, 75-72 win Tuesday night at Texas Tech. It snapped the Red Raiders' 29-game home winning streak. Mark Adams saw that streak come to an end. His team nearly pulled off the comeback. Kevin O'Banner played his best game as a Red Raider. And I don't want to say single-handedly, but I mean, played a big hand in almost getting that game to swing towards Tech's favor. 26 points, 8 of 14 from the floor, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 block shots. He did it all. But the Jayhawks just, they got off to a slow start. At the under 16 break, Bill Self talked to his team, told them, settle down, let's start this thing over. And then they got going, and they got back into their offensive rhythm. And they got a huge performance from DeJuan Harris, not known for his scoring at all. And I thought that Coach Adams and the Texas Tech staff, I mean, you played it the right way. Look, if anybody's going to score on us, let it be Harris, who's averaging 8 points a game. Well, they let him shoot the long ball, and he was hitting deep. Made the most of his opportunities, a career-high 18 points. And then the much-anticipated return to Lubbock for Kevin McCullough. Self gave him the first shot of the game. 7 points, just 3 of 9 shooting, but there was a big shot.
Harris fakes on a three, out to McCullough. He'll drive, shoots. He got it! He got it indeed! Kevin McCullough with 1:20 to play finally comes up huge.
That's Brian Haney. So the Jayhawks escape with a win, but again, it comes down to a final possession and a chance for Texas Tech to grab the lead. And not one, but two fouls called on the play. Now, we can talk about Kansas getting the calls when it matters, and we're going to break this down. It's What's Your Beef, presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. Look for it in the clear view bag. You can see the quality that you're buying. If you don't see for it, ask for it by name. No other jerky compares. The foul situation going into that a big sequence where Tech had the ball. There were 17 fouls called against Kansas and just 5 against Tech at that point. So there was a discrepancy in the fouls called. But this final sequence was really blatant. John Harris and Chris Level from the call on the Texas Tech radio network.
Yeah, and he just gets pulled down underneath the basket as we're watching the replay.
And how Pop Isaacs got a foul called by Pettiford, who knocks down Isaacs on the drive.
It's just, after seeing the replay now, this officiating crew botched it.
Yeah, they are a veteran group.
Jalen Wilson just pulls Daniel Bacho to the ground with both hands around his waist, and then you've got Dwan Harris just bodying
Pop Isaacs.
As we see the replay here, he just pulls him to the ground. There's Jalen Wilson. Just pulls him right to the ground. And it's Pettiford right there that bodies him up, lower half.
Well, Chris Lovell, they botched it. They absolutely botched the call. The calls. I mean, bodies were flying everywhere. The blatant miss. It certainly didn't harm KU in any way. They get the win. But for Texas Tech, yeah, you kind of feel like they got jobbed out of this one. And that's the frustrating part. If you're a Kansas fan, you're like, come on, quit your whining. But the rest of you, I get where you're coming from. It just seems like they always get the calls. Now, look, I know it was 17-5 in the foul calls in the second half leading up to that point. But it probably could have been 19. There were two fouls on that play. And we don't know if Isis is going to make that shot or not, but you get to the line, things happen. And then, of course, the game against Oklahoma State at home, you talk about home cooking. Here's the Cowboys broadcast. They weren't they were a little perplexed, but they were not as strong in their words as the Texas Tech crew.
Cowboys inbounding down to 1.1 to play. Avery Anderson will throw it in. Inbounds underneath. Bryce Thompson gets his layup blocked out of bounds with 0.3 seconds left.
Boy, and he got kind of clobbered from behind, but let's see the replay. My gosh. You could have easily called a foul on McCullers. They just showed the replay. I mean, Bryce Thompson is look, McCullers may have gotten the ball, but he also got him with the upper body.
Bodies are flying. You got to make the calls. Look, I know Kansas get some leeway, and that's the way the game goes. All right, whether it's pros, whether it's college, you've got the reputation, you've got the history, you're just going to get the calls. But the last two games, though, I mean, we're not talking about close stuff here. These were blatant fouls that were missed. Guys getting pulled down, hammered under the basket, and nothing. The Big 12 has got to fix their officiating. This league is too good, it's too balanced, and it's too powerful to have that stuff happen. Kansas is going to get there. But these games, like for Texas Tech and Oklahoma State, Mike Boynton's got his team playing pretty well. I mean, they're scrapping. I mean, these are games that are important to them, important to the conference. The officiating has got to get better. That's What's Your Beef, presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. All right, let's get into this. Record-setting night. Kansas State in those glorious lavender unis, historic unis, and they made history in their first Big 12 conference road game under Jerome Tang, a 116-103 win at number 6 Texas, marking the most points ever scored by the Wildcats in their 120-year history. What a great game. Both teams. That's one where you hate to see one of the teams lose. They both played well. Both made big shots, big plays. For K-State, senior guard Marquise Noel had a career-high 36 points, a career-high 6 three-pointers, 9 assists, and Keontae Johnson had 28 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists.
Marquise Noel works to the right side on the drive, all the way in. Good pass to Johnson. Yes, sir! And one! Nice play by the Wildcats. The foul will be against Sir Jabari Rice, his first team foul number 6. Here's Noel between the rings out high. Here's Marquise up top. He works, steps back, three-pointer. Good! Marquise, are you nuts?
Wyatt Thompson. Yeah, it's been like a dozen years since K-State went over 100 points. And according to ESPN stats, K-State's point total is the most by an unranked team in a win over a top 10 opponent since 1988. And K-State's also tied the Big 12 record for most points scored in a conference game. It was a big night and a big moment for Jerome Tang.
The worst thing in the world is to allow teams to pressure you twice. So they pressured us in the backcourt and then pressured us in the front court. And I didn't want to face that. You know, like I told the guys, we break it. We're getting to the lane. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to play downhill. And, you know, I like the speed and quickness of our team. I think we have speed and quickness at, you know, multiple positions. And, you know, we wanted to use that today. This was such a team win.
Yeah, Jerome Tang will return to Waco this weekend. On the schedule here Wednesday night, Baylor is hosting TCU right after the show, 8 p.m. tip. And in progress now during our original broadcast of Big 12 this week. You might be listening to this on a podcast, which you can get on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Big 12 Sports, wherever you subscribe to podcasts. But the game in progress right now, Iowa State at Oklahoma. This is the 214th meeting between these two, and it's the sixth most games against a single opponent in Cyclone history. This is an amazing stat. I saw this on the Cyclones website. Iowa State and Oklahoma have played at least one game against each other in every year since 1922. So this is a big rivalry, long-time rivalry. And it'll be interesting to see how Iowa State can finish this evening off after their big win on Saturday, where Gabe Kelscher hit 5 3-pointers and scored 23 points as the Cyclones knocked off then number 12 Baylor 77-62 in the Big 12 opener. Big game.
Their pass knocked away by Grill, but it's recovered over to the left corner. George shot blocked by Oshunigi and cleared by Caleb Grill. He closed out and got the block.
It doesn't have to be that close when you're 6'10 and can get up. He blocked that one from 8 feet away.
Oh, no kidding. What a wingspan. Now Grill throws it out to Kelscher for a three. Top of the circle. Got it! Gabe Kelscher hits another three, and timeout called by Scott Drew. It's the fourth three of the game for Gabe, and the Cyclones lead at 43-32.
All right, TJ Otzelberger's team. I'll tell you, Hilton is so tough to play. And after the Cyclones took their lumps early against Baylor, they were able to counterpunch.
Yeah, we got down nine there, I think about eight minutes and change in that first half. And like you said, they threw their punch, and we really need to lock in and get stops. And if I'm not mistaken, we scored 14, the 16 and a half, to really put ourselves in a great position and build that momentum. But for our group, it's always going to be predicated on getting the stops and finishing plays. And you can just see the hop in our step and the momentum offensively when we get those stops, how it carries over and gives that confidence offensively.
What a great midweek. Our five nationally ranked teams all playing. And coming up, we've got a look at women's athletics brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market. And we have a national championship game to preview.
Hey, proud of our effort, proud of our toughness, okay, proud of our never say die attitude. Okay, it's something special to be on a team of unselfish people that care about each other and never say die and never quit. All right, so keep doing that. Let's go get one more.
That was TCU after their big win over Michigan. TCU and Georgia coming up. We'll hear from Sonny Dykes, Max Duggan, and I'll have John Denton from the Horned Frogs Radio Network back with us again. We'll talk about that win. Listen, we got a lot coming up. Let me get into a break, come back with more. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right. Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
We're going to win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again. 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66. Live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through December 31st, 2022.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack. Our look at women's athletics is brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. Texas's Rory Harmon and Kansas's Tyana Jackson were named the co-Big 12 Women's Players of the Week. Harmon led the Longhorns to a pair of wins, averaging 15 points, 7 rebounds, 11.5 assists, and 2.5 steals. It's her first Player of the Week nod. She did pick up Freshman of the Week 4 times last season. And for Jackson, she had her league-leading 8th double-double of the season, scoring 17 points and 19 rebounds in the Jayhawks' 80-65 win at Oklahoma State. Four women's programs in the top 25. Iowa State is 11th, OU 17th, Kansas 21, and Baylor 23. And we had a big matchup on Tuesday night of nationally ranked squads as the Bears were taking on the Sooners in Norman. And Sarah Andrews had a huge game. She stepped up and hit 5 three-pointers, finished with a career-high 30 points as the Bears pulled off a huge 81-70 win over the Sooners.
They kick it around the horn to Robertson, and Jaden Owens stuck a hand in there and tapped it away. Here come the Bears on the break in transition. Owens finds Andrews, count it, and put her on the line. There the Bears turn defense into offense as Jaden Owens got back and tapped the ball away at the top of the arc and found his streaking Sarah Andrews for the and one. Off to Asbury with six, to Andrews with five. She'll try a step back three. Bang! Sarah Andrews knocks it down with the shot clock dwindling, and the Baylor lead is back up to 14 at 52-38. 10 seconds to play. Outlet ahead to Anusa. She'll fire a quick three. That's an air ball into the hands of Ferreira. Bears have 4 seconds to get a shot off. Owens at the three-point arc, kicks it left side. Here's a three. Good! As the third quarter comes to a close, the Bears found Sarah Andrews in the left corner as time expired. In the corner, cross court to Andrews, 1 point off of her career high. She wants it here, and she got it, a three out of the corner. The Bears are up by 13. Sarah Andrews with a career high, 27 points. She likes that left corner.
It was a rough game, hard to get into rhythm. 53 fouls were called in this game. The Bears won their 12th consecutive conference game, and they are now atop the current Big 12 standings, despite having three players foul out in this game. And they got off to a great start defensively. They held the high-scoring Sooners to just 5 points in the first quarter. Nikki Cullen, though, on Sarah Andrews and how her game has evolved this year.
Today was a huge step for her. I was talking to Dan Hughes, you know, before shoot-around today and said, you know, a year ago, Sarah didn't even have to be Robin, you know, and now there's times she got to be Batman. And there's a big difference between you know, like a year ago, Jordan Lewis usually got the other team's best defensive guard. And sometimes Jamie Asbury, because of her career at Oklahoma State and her scoring average coming from there, people would guard her with their second best guard. So Sarah oftentimes got the third perimeter defender, you know, and now she's getting everybody's best shot. And so, you know, I think the shot she made, the step backs to keep separation, off the bounce, you know, the attacking finishes, some of the finishes she had a couple roll out, but she acted like Batman today, you know, and so that was a big step for her. I think at times she's tried in big games, but, you know, it takes time to believe it, to see the ball go through, and to, you know, one of the things we talked to her about, she's got such a good handle and she's shifty and she can shoot it, but like, don't settle because you're really good playing downhill and you're going to put pressure on the D if you play downhill. And, you know, getting to the free throw line is a big part of that, you know, and so I thought that was one of the things she did today that I was super proud of, is even though she started making some of those threes, that she didn't just settle. Yeah.
All right, a big game for Sarah Andrews and the Baylor Bears back up at the top. That's where they feel they belong. That's our look at women's athletics, brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. We'll talk more TCU football here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed. And I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem, like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council. The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right. Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
We're going to win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Big 12 this week can be heard on Sirius XM, 6 p.m. Eastern, on Channel 375, the official Big 12 channel. All right, let's get into some hot takes from Sonny Dykes And we'll get a couple here from Max Duggan in this segment as they get ready for the national championship game this Monday night against Georgia. Listen, TCU, I don't know if any of the four teams, I guess if I had to pick of the four playoff teams that played the most consistent and played maybe the best game, I think it was Ohio State. They led most of that game, probably should have beaten Georgia, but that just shows you the talent and the resilience of Georgia. But they didn't play their best game. Michigan, they're regretting their performance. They said that they basically gave that game away. And the same could be said for TCU. Sonny Dykes felt that they didn't play their best either. Now, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that you have that month off to prepare. But, there were some things that Sonny says they have to clean up.
Yeah, I thought we played okay. You know what I mean? I thought we played really hard and really physical. We made a bunch of mistakes. Turned the ball over three times, which has been uncharacteristic of us this season. I think going into the game, had you told me we'd turn it over three times, I said we probably would have a difficult time winning. You know, credit to our players for overcoming those turnovers and those mistakes. Obviously we created some that were big plays as well. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was anything stellar, our performance. I think that the great thing about it is our players know this, our staff certainly knows it. We can play a lot better than we did, and that's encouraging because, you know, we beat a good football team, and I think if we can get some of the issues that we had corrected, there were times we didn't communicate as well as we should have. We probably had more busts on both sides of the ball than we should have. We made some bad decisions a couple of times in our special teams kick return and punt return game. You know, just some things like that we can clean up. And all those things, you know, made a big difference in that game Saturday and, you know, probably kept it maybe a little bit closer than it should have.
And again, I'll go back to this, and Coach Dykes will touch on this. You've got so much time to get ready for an opponent. This week, obviously a little different. It's a shorter turnaround. But just rust and a lot of things that go through your mind taking that long to get ready for an opponent.
And this is a little different. The preparation's a little tighter, the window for this game than there was the semifinal game. What happens when you have a month to prepare for another team is – you know, you start to see a lot of ghosts. You can talk yourself into a lot of things and you have all these ideas and then you go out there and you go, well, that's a bad idea. And then you try another idea. And before long, you know, everybody's up in arms and discombobulated. And I thought our staff did a really nice job of being focused and tight with the game plan. We did, I felt like, just enough new things. I wish we would have executed some of them a little bit better, and we're certainly going to have to this week. But at the end of the day, you know, we're 15 games into the season, and you are who you are, and you're good at what you're good at. And like anything else, we're all going to rely on things that we're comfortable with and things we feel like we can execute and make calls that our players know, understand, can adjust to, and execute, because that's really what it comes down to. Comes down to the players, you know, us as coaches putting them in the right position, those guys being able to communicate, talk, make the adjustments they need to make, but then most importantly, go play fast and make plays.
All right, now the pressure ramps up. You don't have as much time to think about this game, but getting prepared, getting ready mentally for this run, not an issue for the Horned Frogs.
Same thing it's been all year, you know, just – do your job, play hard, be physical, you know, take care of your business. I think the big thing for us is just learning how to handle all this, and thought our players really handled it well. We had four players that went back and counted to make sure that had played in a bowl game before, had a couple more that were on the team that didn't participate. But, you know, you think the other team has a huge advantage when they had been to the college football playoff the year before. And you haven't been to a bowl game, and only four of your guys that are playing for you right now had played in a game. And so, you know, that was going to be a challenge for us. And so we challenged our players to, you know, to treat it like they had been there before and act like they'd been there before, and they did.
More from Coach Dykes and Max Duggan on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average auto savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right. Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
We're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 Fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Back on Big 12 This Week, TCU 51-45 winners over Michigan, getting ready for Georgia on Monday. And I had mentioned how I thought this was a great hire, bringing in Sonny Dykes, and that this team had a chance to elevate itself in the Big 12 Conference. And they certainly will after this season. They will be the hunted, but they certainly, and he embraced it, being the underdog.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, that's... I think it's kind of part of the TCU way in a lot of ways. You know, I think we're kind of a small private school that has a really good history. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. I saw some statistics, you know, since 2000, if you look at TCU's football program and Michigan's program, you know, you would think Michigan would have won a lot more games. On the contrary, TCU's won a lot more games in the last 22 years than Michigan has. And so, look, there's been success here. I think that, for whatever reason, it's been a little bit of a secret in college football, and the facilities and the commitment and everything are here, and so it's you know, Coach Patterson had a lot of success here at TCU for a very long time, and You know, it's like anything else. So I enjoy that role of, and you know, that role of having to wake up every day and go earn it. And I think it's good for our players. I mean, that's kind of the way life is. And so I think it's a great lesson for all of us that doesn't matter what happened last year or 2 years ago or 3 years ago or 2 hours ago. It matters what's going to happen. And our players have had that mentality really since the beginning. You know, it's funny. We came out of the, I remember talking to our players. We came out of the Big 12 preseason press stuff. And, you know, we found out that our team was picked seventh in the league and never talked to our players about it. Had a couple of players kind of mention it to me. And I just said, look, doesn't matter. You know, it's going to be a long season and it's up to us to prove those guys wrong. And it still is. I mean, that's just the way it is. And then when this season ends, you know, the bigger challenge now is how are we going to react to being, you know, kind of the favorite? How are we going to react to having that target on our chest and all that? So that's stuff down the road, but that's going to be a whole nother, you know, job for us as coaches to, you know, make sure that we stay hungry and we keep our edge and we do all the things that got us here.
All right, and a couple of takes here from Max Duggan talking about Georgia and the challenge that they have to face, and then the time that he spent with Stetson Bennett and Kirby Smart in New York.
Yeah, no, they do a lot of things well. Obviously, they have, you know, some of the most talented players in the country, and, you know, they're so well coached and have some of the best coaches in the country, so that, you know, creates a lot of problems when you have such good players and such a good coaching staff. But now, man, they can fly around. They're big. They're powerful. They got speed and all aspects of, you know, their defense, whether it's, you know, their front four, their backers, you know, being able to go sideline to sideline, safeties, DBs, being able to move, play one-on-one, get to different parts of the field quickly after pre-snap, you know, things of that sort. So there's going to be a lot of challenges, you know, for us on Monday. I got to spend time with Stetson quite a bit. Coach Smart, I met for the first time that night and got to talk to him for a little bit. And, you know, we just had a, you know, short conversation. He was, you know, when I talked to him, it was right. He talked about the Baylor game, about, you know, our field goal. And he said, you know, that was, you know, something that was really good coaching and things that they went on. And I think practice that next week. So something that he told us that he saw from watch up. So I think that was a, you know, pretty cool.
Right, they're embracing the underdog role. I forgot about this because I never pay attention to the preseason polls all that much. I forgot that TCU was picked for seventh.
You know, I think just not listening to anything outside of our walls, you know, whether, you know, that was at Big 12 media days in preseason, people picking us seventh, it didn't really bother us. You know, any opinions outside of these walls and outside of our programs, you know, we didn't listen to, whether it's good stuff, whether it's bad stuff. You know, we see ourselves, you know, how we see ourselves, and that's all that matters.
All right, we'll break down the X's and O's of the Michigan game, and we'll look ahead to Georgia next with John Denton from the Horned Frogs Radio Network. That's coming up next here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through December 31st, 2022.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start savings. You're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again. 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66. Live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through December 31st, 2022.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious.
You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week, our can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Well, no surprise, we've got a national football championship game coming up on Monday, TCU and Georgia, and back again, which is always great to have you back, John Denton from the TCU Horned Frogs Radio Network. We had you on to preview Michigan, and I said, boy, I hope we can have you back to preview a championship game, and it worked out. What a playoff. What a semifinal 51-45 win over Michigan. Your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you, yeah, Bill, I mean, that was a back-and-forth game. I think, you know, I said before the game, you know, with all the buildup and all the talk of Michigan and how physical they can be and that sort of thing, I think the first 10 minutes were going to be big for TCU, because I said going into the game that, you know, that's one of the areas, that first 10 minutes of the game was going to be where TCU is really going to need to show that they can match, you know, the physicality of what Michigan was supposedly going to bring, and also to showcase some of their speed. And that certainly turned out to be the case. I mean, the Frogs gave up a 60-yard run on the first play of the game to Michigan, but after that, pretty well settled in, got a stop on downs inside the 10-yard line, and then got the pick six to take the early lead. And, you know, then from there, the Frogs pretty much settled in, and, you know, it was back and forth. I mean, went right down to, you know, really the last two or three minutes before the Frogs could kind of start to feel a comfort level that they had achieved what they needed to achieve and got to the national championship game, which is unbelievable. So, yeah, your can't-miss game of the week is pretty easy. There's only one left.
That's right. Basketball, we got plenty of basketball that could wait. We got great games, but yeah, there's only one football game left, and TCU is part of it. You know, listen, in the postgame, Michigan, Jim Harbaugh said, look, we made mistakes. Sonny Dykes said earlier this week, you know, they didn't play the cleanest game. How much do you attribute to that being with having a month off? And then how much – and even Georgia didn't play that clean. How do you think this game will be different in terms of sloppiness or lack of?
Well, you know, I think, you know, teams get into rhythm and they get used to playing every Saturday. And, you know, you know there's a lot of muscle memory and just habits. And, you know, hopefully over the course of the season as a team you develop good habits. And then, you know, the one thing with the playoff, you know, nothing's changed – you know, from 50 years ago where bowl games are concerned. They are a true second season. And I think a lot of it comes down to, you know, what team can start fast and kind of get back into rhythm first in a bowl game situation. And, you know, I think the Frogs did fairly well there, you know, maybe a little better than Michigan did in terms of, you know, getting it in gear early. But now that, you know, both Georgia and TCU have played a game last week and kind of got back up game speed. Now this is almost like, you know, the second season of the regular season, which the intriguing part is old coaches will tell you that, you know, you improve the most from your first game to the second. So, you know, I look for both Georgia and TCU to be pretty now that they've got that semifinal game under their belt. They're kind of back in rhythm, you know, on a, you know, Saturday to the following Monday. It's not a whole lot of difference or different from Saturday to Saturday. So, you know, I think there's something to it from the standpoint of a month layoff. But I think now pretty much all that's washed. They got a game under their belt. They're going to play again, you know, 9 days later.
Let's talk X's and O's with John Denton from the Horned Frogs Radio Network. TCU in Georgia national championship game. Our can't miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less. Georgia's defensive ends, they're more of a pass rush type of players. Michigan, not so much. They're big up front. They're athletic defensively. How does that pose a challenge for Max Duggan and the TCU offense?
Well, I think especially, you know, the edge rushers, you know, you've got to be very, very conscious of where they are. It's going to be really, really key for TCU's offensive tackles. Their footwork's going to have to be good. They're going to have to get out. If it's an outside rush, they're going to have to be, you know, very, very conscious of the spin move. I mean, when you've got edge rushers like that can move really well, then you've got twists up front. I mean, the whole entire offensive line is going to have to communicate very well, but especially the tackles. And then, you know, TCU's going to be challenged in matching up. Do you keep a back end to help out if it's a true longer pass play? And then also, how can TCU counter those defensive ends who tend to get up the field very, very quickly? And the best thing for that is a draw play or a screen pass, which both TCU very good with the screens, not only the lateral screens out the flat, but also the middle screens. You know, when you've got defensive ends are in a hurry, you know, sometimes the best thing to do as an offense is just let them come and take themselves out of the play. So it's going to be a pretty good chess match, I think, between the defensive staff for Georgia and the offensive staff, you know, Sonny Cumbie and offensive coordinator Garrett Riley is, you know, a couple of three series in, okay, you figure out, okay, what are they doing and how do we counter it? I mean, that's going to be the key. I think Max Duggan did a great, great job against Michigan reading their blitzes and changing the play and taking advantage of space that was available by some of the edge rushing and also some of the run blitzing that Michigan did. He's going to have to be sharp and do that again next Monday night in L.A. against Georgia.
Kendre Miller, we're not sure what his status is going to be for the game. Got the knee injury against Michigan. You've got Amari. How does that affect the run game for TCU? And do you expect Max Duggan to run perhaps a little more?
Well, I think Max is going to run. I mean, you know, like you said, this is the only game in town. This is the last game. Let it all hang out. And, you know, Max is so good in the zone read game and also quarterback draws. You know, I think, you know, if, I think their word, you know, Garrett Riley and Sonny Dykes, you know, instructions are going to be, if you see space, take it. And I think Max Duggan is going to be a huge, huge part of this game. I wouldn't be surprised to see Georgia spy him just to try to keep, you know, his damage minimal. But, you know, I mean, the thing that TCU has going for it where Max Duggan's concerned is he's almost like a running back at quarterback. I mean, he's a very strong runner, can break tackles, can make people miss, and, you know, he's almost like a third back back there if they have to go two backs. You know, Amari DiMarcado, I mean, talking about answering the bell last week, in, did a great, great job in the run game, gave the Frogs a real boost because, you know, DiMarcado is kind of the change of pace back. He's kind of the quicker through the hole guy, a little bit more of a sprinter look than Kendre Miller, who's more of a big back, power back, who kind of is more, you know, patient. He lets the blocks, you know, develop in front of him. And then, boom, he's through the hole, then he'll run over some people. So, I mean, it's two different looks. And when Kendre Miller went out of the game, and I said this on the air, I said, this is no bargain, Michigan, because now, you know, the run game for TCU hits another gear. And the speed aspect there that's really hard to practice for, prepare for, until you see it. And you saw DiMarcado bust the big run, 63-yard run down 1 yard line, and you know, that was true evidence of that. Kendre Miller, you know, his status is up in the air. They've got him in the training room, and they're working on it. The good news is it's not a tear. It's more of a knee sprain, and training staff is working hard. They think that they can get him ready by Monday night to give it a go. How much he'll be able to go, that's probably a game-time decision, but, you know, frankly, I'd take 80% of Kendre Miller as opposed to a lot of the backs in the country. He's that special.
And it's somebody that Georgia would have to still prepare for. Our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. John Denton, our guest. And it's TCU in Georgia, Monday, 6:30. Georgia plays a lot of two tight end sets. It looks like they're going to be without potential first-round draft pick Darnell Washington. They still have Brock Bowers. How does TCU's defense take advantage of having a true freshman at that other tight end spot? It looks like Oscar Delp might get some action there. Does a way that TCU can exploit that?
Well, you know, I think, number one, I mean, TCU's dealt with big tight ends all year long in the Big 12. I mean, there's big tight ends at Texas. Baylor's got a couple of big tight ends. You've got some really good tight ends at that are effective at Kansas State. So I think that's prepared them. But I tell you, I got to keep an eye out for is a guy named Shadrack Banks, who's a linebacker, number 19. He's 250 pounds. He can take on big blockers. He also runs very well. He's kind of a freakish athlete and a really, really good cover guy. And I think you're probably going to see a lot of him. He got the start, Bill, in the Texas game when D. Winters had to sit out the first half. He had a targeting call in the second half of the previous game. And, you know, there was real concerns there among the coaching staff. And Shadrack Banks came in, made some big hits early, had a stuff tackle on a fourth and two when Texas went for it, first series of the game, stuffed Bijan Johnson. And from there on, he pretty much exerted, had the game of his career against Texas. Fast, physical, and large. He's a guy that can put on those tight ends for Georgia and, I think, make plays and make it tough on them to catch the ball. He's really, really good in coverage.
John Denton, part of the Horned Frog Radio Network with Brian Estridge on the call Monday, 6:30, our can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less. John, thank you so much. Great talking with you back-to-back weeks, and we'll catch up over the summer and maybe even talk some hoops, too, during the season.
All right, Bill, good to visit with you. Happy New Year to you.
Yep, Happy New Year. Thank you. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right. Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose. Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
All right, that's all the time we have for this week. Good luck to the TCU Horned Frogs and bring us a national championship and enjoy the games this week. And thanks for listening. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.